Welcome back. This one is advanced, and it's for people who like their drum and bass transitions to feel like they're about to fall apart but still slam the drop like a brick wall. Today's lesson is Concrete Echo in Ableton Live 12, a fill deep dive for rag-infused chaos. The idea is simple, but the execution is all about control. You take a short vocal shot or stab, and you multiply it into a gritty, rhythmic echo that sounds like it's bouncing down a concrete tunnel. Controlled chaos. It should sound unhinged, but it cannot steal authority from the kick and snare, and it cannot smear the downbeat of the drop. We're building a repeatable fill rig using only stock devices, with three big goals. 1. Tempo-locked echo rhythm that feels intentional. 2. Degrading texture so the repeats get dusty and violent without just getting louder. 3. Mix discipline. Ducking and filtering so the fill lives under the drums, not on top of them. And then we'll add performance control with macros, and finally print it to audio for micro edits when you want that classic chop jungle energy. Step 0. Prep the session, because the fill only behaves as well as the source. Set your tempo in the 172 to 176 BPM zone. Pick a one shot with attitude. Rag a huy, bow, a little chch, air horn, gunshot, siren, or even a snare stab if you want it more abstract. Put it on an audio track and name it Rag a shot so you don't lose it in the chaos later. Now tighten that audio like a weapon. Turn warp on. For percussive shots, use beats mode. Don't use complex pro here unless you enjoy mush. Trim it tight. Tiny fades, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, just enough to kill clicks. And here's a coach move that matters. Treat the fill like a momentary instrument, not an effect. If your throw feels inconsistent, it's often because your source hit isn't consistent. Normalize the one shot, or clip gain it so it hits the same every time. If you need extra consistency, automate a limiter on the source track only during the fill and keep it gentle, like 0 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. You're not mastering it, you're making the echo respond predictably. Timing tip. In DNB, the classic placement is beat 4 into the next bar. That's where tension lives. That's where you get the oh here we go without stepping on the groove. Now step 1. Build the concrete echo return track. This is the fastest workflow for throws. Create a return track and name it a concrete echo. The chain is going to be EQ8 into echo into saturator into redux into auto filter into compressor with sidechain into utility. Let's go device by device, and I'll tell you why each one is there. First, EQ8. This is pre-clean, not tone shaping for beauty. High pass at around 150 to 250 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. The point is, no low-end echoes. Zero sympathy for your sub. If the vocal is harsh, do a small dip around 2 to 4 Hz. Not a huge scoop, just take the bite off so you can push feedback later without pain. Next, echo. This is the engine. Turn sync on. Start with a time of 1/8, or if you want instant raga skank, go 1/8 dotted. That dotted timing gives you that off-kilter bounce that feels like it's arguing with the grid, even though it's locked to it. Set feedback around 35 to 55% to start. We're going to automate it, so don't begin at runaway delay panic. Use echoes filter. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz, low pass around 6 to 10 Khz. That's the tunnel. The brighter you keep it, the more it reads like a modern effect. The darker you keep it, the more it reads like concrete and smoke. Add a tiny bit of mod, like 2 to 6%. Think subtle movement, not seasick chorus. Stereo can go 120 to 160% for width. But remember, wide is fun until it disappears in mono on a club rig. Reverb inside echo. Keep it low, 0 to 15%. DNB needs punch. If the first repeat gets blurry, pull diffusion and reverb down. In fast tempos, the first repeat is the message and the rest is spray. Make the message readable. Next, saturator. This is the concrete grit. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Then trim output so you're not secretly turning the return into a loudness war. Saturation helps the repeats stay present as they decay. Without it, your feedback just turns into thin little ghosts. Next, redux. This is the jungle teeth, the dust, the chips in the concrete. Downsample around 1.5 to 4.0, depending on how brutal you want it. Bit reduction around 8 to 12 bits. Start at 10. Coach note, if you push redux too hard, you lose intelligibility, especially on consonants. Sometimes the better move is less redux and more tonal degradation, a little saturation, then an EQ shelf that gently darkens as the tail goes on. You'll get where without turning the vocal into sandpaper. Next, auto filter. This is movement and the classic closing tunnel sweep. Choose low pass 12 dB, or low pass 24 if you want it darker and more aggressive. Start your frequency around 8 to 12 kHz, resonance around 0.8 to 1.4. We're mainly going to automate the frequency during the fill so the echo feels like it's collapsing into the drop. Next, compressor with sidechain. This is mix discipline. Turn on sidechain and feed it from your kick and snare group, or your drum bus. Ratio around 4:1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds so the transient still pops, but the tail gets tucked. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Tune it to groove. Set threshold so you're getting around 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction when drums hit. This keeps the echo under the drums so your 2 and 4 still punch. If your fill ever feels like it's winning, it's usually because you didn't duck it enough, or you left too much mid-range body uncontrolled. Finally, utility. This is final control. Use it to trim gain and keep headroom. You might end up at minus 3 to minus 8 dB depending on how spicy you made saturator and redux. If you need extra width, you can do it here. But again, don't flex width just because you can. Okay, step 2, performance macros. Because in DNB you don't want to build a fill like a science project every time. You want something you can play like an instrument. Select all those devices on the return and group them into an audio effect rack. Now map your controls. Feedback. Map echo feedback from about 25% up to 85%. Tone. Map auto filter frequency from about 1.5 kHz up to 14 kHz. Dirt. Map redux downsample and saturator drive together, so one knob increases roughness and density. Width. Map echo stereo or utility width depending on where you prefer to control it. Duck. Map compressor threshold so you can decide how much the fill bows down to the drums. One important thing. The throw itself, the send level, isn't something you map inside the return rack in a simple way. For the classic workflow, you automate the send from the source track in arrangement view. Or, if you want full macro control, you build this as an insert rack on a dedicated fill track instead. We'll do both approaches conceptually. Step 3. Triggering the fill. Method is the classic send throw. On your Raga Shot track, automate send A. At beat 4. Snap it up fast. Usually somewhere between minus 3 dB and 0 dB send is plenty. Sometimes less if your return is hot. Then right after the downbeat of the next bar, drop it back to minus infinity. No lingering send. The fill is a moment, not a roommate. Now automate your macros like a producer, not like a robot. Feedback should rise through the last half bar. Start around 35%. Peak right before the drop at 70 to 85%. Then hard reset on the one back down to 25 or 35. And I want you to draw curves, not just endpoints. Slow rise, then a quick spike right before the drop, then an instant reset on the one. That curve creates the perception of acceleration without changing delay time. Filter frequency. Do the closing tunnel. Start around 10 to 12 kHz and close it down toward 2 to 4 kHz by the end of the bar. And again. Think shape. A quick close early, then a slow drift. That creates drama. Coach move, micro-timing the source clip. Even though the delay is synced, the feel changes drastically if you nudge the Raga Shot a few milliseconds late, like 2 to 12 ms, for a lazy skank, or slightly early for urgency. That tiny nudge can make the fill feel like it belongs in the pocket of your specific drum pattern. Method B. Dedicated fill track with the concrete echo as an insert. Duplicate Raga Shot to a new track called Raga Fill. Put the concrete echo rack directly on that track. As an insert, now you can add a gate before echo. Set threshold so only the hit opens it, and keep release short, like 40 to 80 ms. This makes the input to the delay super controlled, and it can turn messy vocals into tight rhythmic bursts. Method B is what you use when the fill is the star and you want surgical edits. Also, it's perfect for printing, because the whole sound is self-contained. Step 4. Make it Raga. This part is musical, not technical. Concrete echo works best when it behaves like call and response with the drums. Try throwing it one bar before the drop, on beat 4, letting it spill just into the next bar, but not all over it. Try throwing it between phrases. The last snare of a 2-bar loop is a classic. Or do a cheeky fake out, throw, then a hard mute cut of the source, and let only the tail talk. That's pure DJ energy. Layering trick. Add a secondary accent. Put a rim shot or snare stab on the same hit as the vocal. Send both into the concrete echo, but at different amounts. Vocal higher, stab lower. That way the echo has a transient spine, and it reads loud on big systems without needing extra volume. Now step 5, resample for chaos edits. This is the advanced sauce. Create a new audio track called Echo Print. Set its input to resampling, or if you want only the return, Choose a concrete echo as the input. Record a few passes while you ride feedback and filter. Perform it. Don't overthink. You're generating raw material. Then edit the print like a jungle editor. Warp it in beats mode. Chop into 1/60 or 1/32 slices. Make stutters by duplicating a slice 3 to 7 times. Reverse 1 or 2 slices right before the drop. And fade the edges. Always. Clicks will ruin the illusion instantly. Arrangement power move. Once you print a 1-bar chaos fill you love, reuse it as a motif every 16 bars. Keep the identity consistent, and vary only one parameter each time. One time darker. Next time dirtier. Next time wider. Consistency makes it recognizable. Variation keeps it exciting. Step 6. Keep the drop clean. This is where advanced producers separate themselves. High pass the return at least 200 to 300 Hz. Sometimes 500 if the tune is super heavy. Make sure the feedback resets on the downbeat. If you leave it high, you will get runaway delay that talks over your drop like an MC that missed the cue. If the bass is huge and your echo is building mud in the low mids, add multiband dynamics gently after auto filter to contain the 200 to 800 area. Gentle. You're controlling, not crushing. And only use a limiter on the return if you absolutely need it. And keep it light. Flattening the return kills the sense of depth and distance that makes the tunnel feel real.